Yael, I think my fish needs some fresh air.
Fresh air? I think you're the one who needs some air, Don. Your fish doesn't have lungs, so he can't breathe air any more than you can breathe water.
Actually, that's not quite true. Some fish out there don't need lungs to breathe air. One fish family, the Anabantids, has evolved a special structure called a labyrinth organ that actually lets them breathe air through their heads. Although the labyrinth organ isn't a real lung like humans have, it's a pretty complicated organ. It's really just a backup for the fish's gills.
Well, why would fish develop something that complicated just as a backup?
Because it gave these fish's ancestors a big advantage. These types of fish all developed in areas where the water is warm, shallow, and stagnant. Warm, stagnant water doesn't hold much oxygen. In that environment, a fish that could get extra oxygen from the air would have a big advantage over fish that could only breathe in the water.
So can these fish live out of water?
Some can, for a few hours. One famous anabantid, the climbing perch, can crawl across land to a new pool if its home dries up. But it has to stay moist to survive, so it can't live out of the water too long.
Climbing perch are pretty rare. Have I ever seen an anabantid?
Possibly. Some popular aquarium fish are anabantids, like gouramis and Siamese fighting fish. They do well in aquariums and bowls because they can thrive in stale water, as long as they can get some fresh air.
This moment of science comes from Indiana University.
There are hundreds more moments of science on our website at amomentofscience.org, where you can also view videos and sign up for podcasts. Once again, our web address is amomentofscience.org. I'm Don Glass.
And I'm Yael Cassander.